KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A massive fire causing a power outage that shut down London's Heathrow Airport. Chaos for nearly 150,000 travelers at one of the world's busiest airports. It could be closed until tomorrow. President Trump, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and Elon Musk all denying a New York Times report that Musk will be shown a presentation today on how the U.S. would respond if there was a war with China. Musk will be visiting the Pentagon. A new study about weed and your heart.
Data on more than 4.6 million people shows that young marijuana users are six times more likely to suffer a heart attack than those who abstain. Researchers say cannabis may affect heart rhythm and raise oxygen demand in the heart muscle, even in people under 50 years old. The study is published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology.
ABC's Jim Ryan. As promised, President Trump signing an executive order on Thursday aimed at shutting down the U.S. Department of Education. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
92.7 WMDX News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Trump administration is cutting funding that's critical to museums and libraries. The president signed an executive order essentially eliminating agencies, including the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Last year, the IMLS had nearly $300 million appropriated by Congress. That money gets distributed to museums and libraries as grants, including ones here in Madison. The Madison Public Library used IMLS money to create its Bubbler Arts Learning Program, and now libraries all over the country are following suit, and they're using Madison as their example. That's according to Library Director Tana Elias. Meanwhile, the Madison Children's Museum is currently right in the middle of executing a years-long IMLS grant. They're using it to evaluate engagement and plan growth in the future. They've gotten some of that money, but not all of it. Other Madison mainstays have gotten funding from the Institute as well, including the Wisconsin Historical Society, the Veterans Museum, the Chazen Museum, Olbrich Gardens, and Momoka. Over the last 15 years, the IMLS has given on average 18 grants per year to Wisconsin institutions for a total of nearly $70 million. Meanwhile, more people than ever are enjoying Wisconsin's national parks. New data shows a record number of visitors to National Park Service locations in the Badger State in 2024. The most popular National Park Service lands here are the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway and the Apostle Islands. Meanwhile, the one closest to us, the Ice Age National Scenic Trail, got about 30,000 visitors last year. Of course, this increase comes as the Trump administration seeks to slash the federal workforce, including National Park Service workers here in Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is 92.7 WMDX News.
More March Madness. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the NCAA tournament, continues tonight in Cleveland with the Marquette Golden Eagles against the New Mexico Lobos. Tip-off time at 6:25. The Badgers will play Brigham Young tomorrow night in Denver at 6:25. Wisconsin beating the Montana Grizzlies 85-66. Head coach Greg Gard able to give all of his guys some playing time, including Carter Gilmore. 8 points, 6 rebounds.
Our bench has been one of our strengths throughout the year. We've gotten great contributions off it. You saw Amos tonight. McGee's done that throughout the year. Janicki's done it at times. And then obviously Gilmore.
NBA, the Bucks rolled over the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. Their road trip continues tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings. Women's college hockey, number one ranked Wisconsin against Minnesota tonight in the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The winner advancing to the championship Sunday at the Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to the low to mid 50s this afternoon with wind southwest gusting to 30 to 35. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 24. Tomorrow, sunshine 44 with rain likely tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable.
They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, stand-up comedian and regular guest of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Hari Kondabolu, is here on the show, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing, join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I was asked the other day if I could say something to Donald Trump. You know, one question, what would it be? And I said, what does Putin have on you? Because Donald Trump has literally changed our alliances entirely, switching sides. You know, we used to be the country that stands up for the good guys, that stands with our allies. Yeah. Ukraine is our ally. Europe, Western Europe, all of Europe, really, those are our allies. Why did Donald Trump switch sides?
Yeah. Thank you. Governor J.B. Pritzker, yep. Star of Stage Screen, Illinois, and more importantly, Chicago Sexy Liberal,
yes.
Which goes to the top of every resume.
Yes.
Hey, look, we're on the air. Wow, wow, wow. It turns out it was the flux capacitor that was Tony came in yesterday and fixed our...
Yes.
Right.
It was the oral exciter.
I know, right?
We've been exciting it for 13 years, and it finally blew.
That all sounded dirty, I just want to say.
Tony and I had a good laugh about that yesterday.
Yes.
About how dirty.
Who even knew what an oral exciter is?
Oral.
That's how I got my lesbian eye injury. Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oral.
Oh,
A-U-R.
A-U-R-A-L. Yes. Not in front of the baby.
Oh, I thought it was oral, like O-R.
Yeah,
no.
Me too.
Fully.
Yeah, well, I raised
oral.
You right. It's no. only been a month. But...
Yeah, look at us.
Right.
We're on the air.
All right. So I have already texted Glenn Kirshner to stay for an extra segment today because general sweep of arms.
Sure.
It's literally all legal stack because he is doing illegal things at a kind of a blistering pace, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I have vacationitis. I will be on vacation next week. I'm already...
Jody will be
that's
in.
Me, 1 foot out the door. Bella's going to be the Bonnie and Clyde babysitter.
Yes. I'm excited.
I bought her off with wine.
Bonnie's
whatever you want.
Licking the floor right now. Can't.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean you get to stay in this Sunset Boulevard type of house?
Yes. Norma Desmond house.
And waft down the stairs when Paramount calls. Coming to her throne. Okay. So I literally, we can't talk about anything till Glenn gets here because everything is illegal. Everything has become legal. Oh, well, there is a World War III stack. Sure, because he's going to, I don't know, Elon Musk is going to get a something, you know, a tour of the Pentagon to something about bombing China. What?
Yeah.
Bombing China?
Yeah, like a top secret briefing, but he doesn't have top secret clearance.
Okay, has anyone noticed that Nobel Peace Prize president is the Gaza Strip, Ukraine, everything is erupting. It's all a complete mess. How's that going, the whole peace president, no more wars? Why would we be bombing China? Did he say why we would be attacking China? There's apparently a poor plan to attack China.
Is it a Taiwan thing?
I don't really know. Okay, so that's later in World War III stack.
Okay.
We'll get to that. That's not important now. That's not important now.
Not at all.
World War III. Let's focus on what he's doing. Okay. So yesterday's, I'm sure there's been more since then. but he signed the executive order to dismantle the education department because, you know, everything has to be a TV stunt. Did you see?
The
he was surrounded by little kids in with desks.
Yep.
So what was that supposed to be? Bye-bye. Say goodbye to your desks. Say goodbye to the education department. Everything is a TV stunt. He turns to the kids and he goes, what do you say? Should I do this? He turned to the children. Should I do this? Meaning
they might have more wisdom than he does. So
he said, it sounds strange, doesn't it, Department of Education? Well, to you, because you're the stupidest human that's ever lived. We're going to eliminate it. Going to eliminate it. And then he asked the children whether he should. And then he introduced a wrestling lady who, and he said, hopefully she'll be our last Secretary of Education. We'll find something else for you, Linda. Good, because that's my main concern. Oh, and then he said of congressional Democrats, I hope they're going to be voting for it.
Computer says no.
No.
No, they will not be
not
voting.
Not a single one will
to,
vote for it.
And did I mention, Chris, that this is illegal? I don't. This will go right back over into Glenn Stack. But only Congress can establish or abolish an executive agency.
Yes.
The NAACP said this is a dark day for the millions of American children who depend on federal funding for a quality education, including those in poor and rural communities with parents who voted for Trump.
Yep.
That's exactly what Carl Frisch told us, said yesterday,
yeah.
Our fancy school board friend.
He's prescient.
But, yes, and also precious. He's my precious. So, Press Room Barbie, Carolyn Leavitt, as he prepared to sign the executive order aimed at closing the education department, his press secretary acknowledged that the administration cannot do that on its own. She told reporters that it will not be completely shut down, which would require congressional action, but it will be a smaller version. She said, we're greatly reducing the scale and size of the department. So I see. So it's like a mini. It's a mini. It's a mini department now. It's. Can we just say something about our beloved Crystal Boy? While he was fixing the flux capacitor and also the oral exciter, he thought of that yesterday. Why? Because he's just as immature as we are.
Well,
he's
mean,
like, hey, they're going to shrink the Department of Education. What if we did break in the wall? What if we spent? Okay. And I was like, that's good. That's funny.
It honestly only took me about 20 seconds to put that together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
well,
it
seemed like a lot more work.
Okay.
We appreciate it. My God. So everything is awful. Oh, speaking of songs that people send you, my sister.
Oh, yeah.
My sister Mary sent me this because we've been talking about, you know what? We are a country in trauma. Canada broke up with us, as you know, this week. And I didn't even know they did a song about it. But oh, dear. Breakup song of all the ages.
At first we were afraid. We were petrified. Kept thinking we could never live without you by. And we spent so many nights thinking how you did us wrong. Now we've banded all together. Your tariff made us strong, and so you know you're not so great. There's not a snowball's chance in hell we'll be your 51st state. I should have told you this before. You don't believe this, but it's true. You really need our resources far more than we need you. So now just go. Walk out the door. We do not need you. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who instigated these trade fights? You'll soon grow to regret it when we turn out your lights.
Oh,
Canada,
no.
We will survive. As long as we can think and work, we know we'll stay alive. We have all we really need. We can live without your greed. We will survive. We will survive.
Yeah.
Oh, like, wow.
This,
that is pent up. Canada has pent that up for many years.
That's a five-minute song, so they have 5 minutes of pent up.
I got nothing but time. I'm already on vacation.
No.
Hit it again.
No,
all right. No. Fine. All right. I don't, you know, who knows? Polls. I don't know. However, this seems to be reflected in lots of polls and also in these town halls. And Blue Sky posting new Trump job approval by those who didn't vote in 2024. Disapprove 83%, approve 13%. Oh dear, you effed around. Wow.
If you want to find out, all you got to do is fuck around.
Okay.
If you want to find out, all you got to do is fuck around. If you want to find out, does it seem direct abortion line? Have you signed up for billionaire extortion? You want to find out, all you got to do is fuck.
Wow, wow, wow. All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for staying home. How's that working out for you? Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap at everybody. Okay.
You can't force people to vote. You can't force people to vote.
Okay. This is how we got to this particular idiocracy. These parents. Oh, this story is heartbreaking and infuriating. And just the culmination of this idiocracy, right? Parents whose child died of measles says it's God's will.
Yeah.
Don't get the shots because measles isn't that bad. Okay, so
their kid is dead.
A, they should go to prison. B, they need some serious like psychological counseling.
Their kid is dead and they say measles isn't that bad?
They did one interview with the anti-vax place that Bobby Kennedy just ran. If the child's grieving parents had gave just one on-camera interview to Children's Health Defense, the anti-vaccine nonprofit founded and led until recently by Bobby Kennedy, the video aired Monday. The young parents stifled sobs, recalling how their unvaccinated daughter got sick from measles, then pneumonia, how she was hospitalized and put on a ventilator, and how she died. The couple, who are Mennonites, believe their daughter's death was the will of God. They asked specifically about parents who heard their story who might be rushing out panicking to get the vaccine. The mother said, don't do the shots. Measles is not as bad as they're making it out to
me. Oh, my God.
I mean, that's just profound mental illness. But
Okay.
That's mental illness disguised as religion.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly. But this is what your religious exemptions get you, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just... All right. So, meanwhile, this is Donald Trump told Fox News that he was blown away by Barron Trump's technical prowess, by his uncanny ability to turn on a laptop computer.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm not basing this just on Eric. I feel like the intellectual bar might be kind of, you know, low in the Trump family.
I mean, even you know how to turn on a laptop.
Wow. Ingram said, you talked the other day about music was your aptitude as a child. Really? And Kid Rock is your favorite? Okay.
Well, that's why he said he's got an aptitude for running the Kennedy Center.
Oh,
because
sure.
He had music lessons.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yay.
Okay. That your father saw a musical aptitude, so it's kind of obvious kids early on what they're good at. Is Barron's aptitude, in your view, business or politics? Trump said, maybe technology. He can look at a computer. I type turning off. I turn it off. I turn off his laptop, and I say, oh, good. And now I go back 5 minutes later, and he's got his laptop, and I'm like, how'd you do that? And he says, none of your business, Dad. He's got an unbelievable aptitude in technology.
I picture him saying, none of your business, Dad.
Those are two stories from the Idiocracy.
Uh-huh. Oh,
that would be
God.
The bar now. It's just, can you turn on a laptop? Okay. Meanwhile, we have Fridays with Frangela, Fridays with Fugelsang and Glenn Kirshner for the whole half hour
because
all this. Okay, 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Am I bringing them with me on the road? Going on a hiking trip to the desert this weekend.
Nice.
It's going to be hot as balls.
You're going to need your short sleeves.
Yeah, my short sleeve Cozy Earth bamboo pajama set. Oh, my God, temperature regulating. And so soft, and it makes me feel like I'm home. Because I can't take my Cozy Earth sheets, and that sucks. It's like sleeping on sandpaper on anything else. Cozy Earth Luxe Bath Sheets, OMG. They are huge, ultra-absorbent, and softer than anything you've ever dried off with. Once you try them, there is no going back. Don't say I didn't warn you. Cozy Earth, all about turning your home into a sanctuary. A place where you can unwind, recharge, and indulge in everyday luxury. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. My code is Stephanie. You get 40% off the softest sheets, towels, pajamas, and more. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
I'm going to be so mad when my mood elevators wear off.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, I know. The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going in the wrong direction and there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Those nonprofits need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company: fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so smart and easy, and you make a difference. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code Steph25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. Don't forget that code is Steph25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. credomobile.com. Type in the code Steph25.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
the 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Steil said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think
we, the people, should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Joe.
How you doing, guys? It's always good to note what kind of geopolitical nonsense is going on. Trump, of course, is asking the Danish Egg Association if they would ship some of their eggs to the U.S. because of the surging egg prices that we have. Trump.
Isn't that shocking? To ask for something like that?
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Utah. Karen in Chicago, hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
You know, Steph, Project 2025 spelled out everything that we're seeing.
Yep.
I posted on Blue Sky Project 2025 tracker, and it is astonishing how quickly they're moving into this. But, you know, they were always well-organized, well-funded. They had recruiting going on well before the election.
Yep.
They were training people for this moment. So when I think back to this, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Karen, that's why I'm wearing my Say It to My Face Kamala Harris T-shirt. Because, I mean, just like with Hillary, there are montages of her predicting absolutely everything, you know, that Trump was going to do. And also, as Kamala always said, can you believe they wrote this down? They wrote it down. There is no one that can say they didn't know this was going to happen in good faith, I think.
I know. I mean, we warned about it. We told them that this was going to happen. And, you know, this tracker, I mean, it's almost too much to bear. But I remember there was a 60 Minutes segment that was done, I'm going to say like maybe a month ago, where they interviewed this principal in this poor rural Kentucky district, and then the superintendent, who started out as a janitor and worked his way up to the position of superintendent, and they received 30% of their funding from the federal government, and 84% in that county voted for Donald Trump. And this principal said, well, I thought he was going to put America first.
Yeah.
And nobody has yet to explain what that means. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah.
Because they believed Project 2025 and listened to all of us, or Agenda 47, they would know that this is exactly what he planned on doing.
Well, you know, if you're thanks, Karen. I think if you're paying attention, this town hall, I mean, this is just the latest one, this Harriet Hagman. This is Wyoming, which to Karen's point, what percentage voted for Trump? Almost 11 billion percent.
Wow.
And this anger is just real, and it's visceral, and here's a little bit of it.
DOGE is not dismantling Social Security. And even with reconciliation, we are not allowed to touch Social Security.
Wow. So, by the way, the latest threat, did you see that whoever the Social Security, I mean, they're threatening to shut it down.
Yeah.
They'll shut down Social Security unless, because the judge has ruled against DOGE being able to nose around in your private information. And they're like, if you don't let DOGE in there, we're going to shut it. I mean, they're just mobsters.
I don't think they can without an act of Congress, though.
We'll talk to Glenn in just a couple minutes about who stops them? You know, when the judge says no, do we know for sure that they're not still in the, you know, people's personal data? Here's more from that.
I worked for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, helping Wyoming family farmers deal with drought until I was fired a month ago in the mass firings, and despite only having the highest marks in my performance review. In a state where so many farmers rely on government programs for drought and disaster relief, Trump's plans to cut these programs and the people who administer them, coupled with the tariffs, will decimate Wyoming farms and rural communities. What are you doing about that?
I disagree.
Wow. This was Liz Cheney was not conservative enough for this ruby red district, right? Oh, here's the weird part where she starts clapping for herself while she's getting
booed. Yeah, it's a visual, but take our word for it.
Yeah.
I voted in favor of the continuing resolution, or CR, which extends funding for the fiscal year until September 30th. It keeps the lights on for President Trump and DOGE to continue their work.
There were some potty mouths in that audience, too, so I had to carefully...
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah.
Wyoming, whatever. Wyoming, must you work so blue?
Carefully edit that.
I guess
for
so.
On the air.
Yeah, I know. Well, a lot of... See, are there enough F-bombs on either side of the aisle for this particular point in our history?
Nope.
And a no. Glenn Kirshner next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dane County will soon have some new tools to work on justice reform, especially how the criminal justice system, mental illness, and housing insecurity are all connected. According to WKOW, the county is receiving two national grants. One of them will help get mental health and substance use disorder resources to people involved in the criminal justice system. In another grant, Dane County was one of eight municipalities chosen to work with NYU to expand housing access. Criminal justice reform was a hallmark of Dane County Executive Melissa Agard's campaign. And an update on the case featured in Making a Murderer. Stephen Avery is now asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to step in. Lisa Hale has the story.
Stephen Avery personally sent a letter to the Wisconsin Supreme Court last week asking for a new trial. He said he was the, quote, victim of a setup and it has to be fixed now, end quote. The state's highest court rejected that petition because the 62-year-old Avery has an attorney but does not have hybrid representation where both he and the lawyer present arguments to the court. An appeal by Avery's attorney is pending with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Avery is serving a life sentence for the 2005 death of Teresa Halbach. That case gained notoriety with Netflix's docuseries Making a Murderer. Avery maintains his innocence. All of his appeals so far have been denied.
If you don't want to wait in line on April 1st, you can vote early this weekend. Not all municipalities have early voting available on weekends, but Madison does. You can vote at any of the polling places at Madison Libraries tomorrow. And then on Sunday, you can vote at three libraries and a handful of churches. But you should know if you want to vote early, registration is not available on the weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to the low to mid 50s this afternoon with wind southwest gusting to 30 to 35. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 24. Tomorrow, sunshine 44 with rain likely tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize. A brand new Verlo Queen mattress set from Verlo and Madison, including a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station that gets set to win starting Monday, March 24th. Get ready to break into spring with WMDX. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome This Week in Waukesha host Don Brown and Milwaukee native and writer-director of Just a Bit Outside, Sean Hanisch. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Unless you are a coward, you don't sue the media because they report on.
The year is 2009. Democrats are at the peak of their powers. Republicans are in retreat, in a tailspin, confused and not knowing what to do. There are signs of voter backlash everywhere. the transformative agenda that's being pursued in Washington is not being accepted by the people on the ground. Sound familiar? We saw that backlash in the polls. We saw it at town halls. And we saw it in Congress. Sounding even more familiar? Back then, Republicans rode that wave of resistance to a historic midterm landslide. I know a little bit about that. So today, the question for Democrats is this. Do they join the backlash, lean into the resistance, and fight for the frustrated voters, or do they keep waving the white flag?
Thank you, Michael Steele. It's well said. I will. You know what I'm going to be upfront is I touched myself again repeatedly to Rude Pundit's writing.
Oh, boy.
Because, hey, Rude. Oh, it's so good. It's, yeah, right there.
Don't say things
right there.
Bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
They can take that block,
please. You let a joke about farts, then you can't stop.
Take the whole thing, every word.
No lube. Okay. By the way, I'm wearing my nephew made this. I actually need an upside down flag, don't I?
Yeah.
My new weave is covering America, which is. But you did an AI image, Rude. It said Trump holding an American flag and a burning Tesla going over a cliff. That was good. Yeah. Yeah. Someone said the best. It's actually not AI, but all the passengers standing on the wing of the flaming American flight. They're like, I've never seen a better meme from America right now, right? It's like smoke, fire. They're standing on the wing. All you see is America, right?
Well, I think if a few of those people were throwing others off the wing, that would be a little more representative.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about your latest piece, what we've been talking about. Schumer f***ed it all up. Thank you. You just said clue us into what changed his mind between Thursday when he said he would can the CR and Friday when he caved. And you said, what did he know? Did he have any hard evidence of some coming, Murray, that he didn't happen to share with House Leader Hakeem Jeffries or the rest of his caucus? I mean, it does seem inexplicable, right? I mean, and now, like I say, he's been proven wrong, Rude, in record time. Trump isn't listening to the courts. Doesn't matter if they're open or not. He's not going to listen to court orders. He's
right.
Yeah.
Right. And the only thing, what it would have done is, yes, Republicans would have been the ones that would have kept the government closed as long as they possibly could, hoping that it does damage to Democrats. But that's why a full court press on why they were doing it needed to happen. And, you know, there was no prep for the American people in either way. There was no, they could have used this saying, okay, base, we're going to war. We're going to do this because we need to force Trump to the table, or we need to force Republicans to the table to let us at the table and force some kind of enforcement here of Congress's will. Instead, they went ahead and passed this bill, which actually legitimizes some of the cuts that Trump has already made.
Yeah.
And then gives him more of a free hand to do whatever Musk, you know, does when he uses Trump as a meat puppet.
Yeah, I mean, you said he torched his relationship with the House, ignited a growing call for his ouster as the Democratic leader. Time to find someone that can meet the moment, Rude. Sorry, you know, I like Chuck Schumer. He's not, you know, I think a good guy, a good senator, but he is not meeting this moment. And you know, you mentioned all the same, but we just played Chris Murphy, but you mentioned all the same people we always do. You said there's a number of Democrats who get it, like AOC, Chris Murphy, Jasmine Crockett, Tina Smith, Jamie Raskin. But you said there's a contingent in leadership like Schumer and Durbin that don't understand the rules of the game we're in now. We are hungry for the fight. We want to fight, but we need to see our elected leaders fighting, too. I mean, that's what I keep saying. Take this baton, the Tim Walz and the AOC and Bernie. Go to the town halls. Seize this moment, right?
Or tell us what you knew. Tell us if there was something that indicated to you that this was actually going to go horribly bad if it wasn't passed. Because what we're seeing is it going horribly bad. As soon as it was done, Trump was already cutting more programs, and defying the court on using the Alien Enemies Act.
Yeah,
it's mind-boggling that Schumer
couldn't see this, and that if there was something else that he didn't tell us.
Well, you said it's the rantings of someone so out of touch with the electric, so beholden to Wall Street, so enamored of the smell of his pickle farts. You know, that seemed unnecessary. That seemed unnecessary, that part.
You know
I was going to read that part. You know, yeah.
I pretty much wrote that for you. I had a line earlier. I was trying to think of a way to do it, but to say that Chuck Schumer, a man who looks like he complains that he's not getting enough pickles on the plate at the deli.
But you said
it was
that.
It was too long. To get the picture. So no, I figured pickle farts.
You said it best, and it's not necessarily about age, Rude. You said he can't comprehend the actual world we live in now. He's delusional and thinks Republicans will work with Democrats again once Trump's approval ratings tank further. No, that's 2017 thinking. That's pre-Elon thinking. Every Republican has a $1 billion primary threat hanging over their head. They're not going to do it. That might get some that crazy hole to turn his Twitter army of incels and inbreds on them. And that's exactly it. It is a whole new world we're in now.
Yeah.
And can I just say, I appreciate you. I already quoted your piece, but just that you ended with, I'll say it again, the Republican Party's evil. Trump and Musk are evil. MAGA voters are evil. Once you understand that, once you take that to heart, you have clarity in how to act and react. You don't ever do anything that makes life easier for evil mother... or you do anything to stop them. And if you don't, or you can't, you get them out of the way so the people who can't want to stop them can lead the way. And I think that's what's happening. That's what people are sparking to AOC and Jasmine Crockett and Chris Murphy, right?
Yeah, because they're the ones that are standing there and going, no, you have to face these people head on. You have to make a case. You can't just sit there and hope that some rotation of the court gears will somehow click into place and make it all better. That's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is getting a movement of the voters and getting the base excited so that they're out there supporting you and supporting what you want to do to stop it.
I mean, we just keep saying, I guess you can't ever say, oh, well, we've hit the low, because you said they quite literally tortured this green card holder to the point that he was hospitalized. ICE has given no reason why he was even held. We're probably a month from flying people over the ocean and dropping them in Pinochet style. I mean, just this blistering pace over the weekend of, you know, using an act that's illegal because we're not at war, then defying the judge when he says no, turn the planes around, right?
Yeah.
And here we are.
And the judge making very clear that the Alien Enemies Act is an invasion by a nation. It is not for.
Uh-oh. Sorry, you got broke up. Go ahead again, honey.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Now we don't have your audio.
We don't have your audio. Did you hit mute with your large manhood by accident?
Oh no.
Did you move in such a way that?
He is frozen.
Oh, he's so pretty. He should have got a pretty mouth. Okay, look at his... Oh, there he is. Okay, you're back. Go ahead.
Okay. Nope, he's frozen again. Now he's gone.
Now he's gone. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, is he going to try? I guess he'll try his back.
Yeah, he'll try his back.
By the way, there are so many levels of... I don't even know. Rude retweeted a doctor who said, we are essentially shutting down research operations in my group, which is focused on treatments for pediatric brain cancer. I'm a well-funded investigator, and there is no choice. Science can't function without the stability of the NIH. And Ruth just said, this country will never recover from the brain drain this administration will cause, and that's probably the plan. Ruth, you just, everything, you wake up and go, pediatric brain cancer, really?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're not letting back into the country a kidney transplant specialist.
Yeah, somebody was saying some billionaire's kid's going to get, you know, brain cancer in 5 years, and you can't replace all those years of research, right?
Yeah.
Once we've had the brain drain and people, scientists have left.
And that applicants for grants have to medications have to delete any reference to mRNA vaccines. That's a new one that just came out. So they just showed that mRNA vaccines might have been able to cure pancreatic cancer, which has a 90% death rate, And they finally used mRNA vaccines to be able to help cure it. And now they're going to stop all research on that because Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, thinks that it's going to, I don't know, give old men with pancreatic cancer autism.
My God.
Sorry, let me also correct, because somebody's going to say something. Oh. It's not just old men that get pancreatic.
I got it. But the fact that you quoted the sitting Secretary of State of the United States, Marco Rubio, the president has made his argument as to why he thinks Canada would be better off joining the United States. And you just said, now make an argument as to why Canada should give up, or why you shouldn't just be asked, Trump's a crazy person. Is he not just a crazy person? I mean, the fact that he has to say that with a straight face, like that's some sort of logical, you know, conclusion that we should just take over Canada, right?
Yeah, and that they're entertaining it in a realistic way. I mean, Canadians are freaking the F out because, you know, all of a sudden they think they're going to face the United States in war.
Well, you said if the U.S. got into a stupid war with Canada, I get the feeling a lot of Americans would fight on the side of Canada. I mean, I got to say, when they're booing, I'm like, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
I get why you're booing our anthem.
To be fair, they were the last country to burn down the White House.
Yeah. With a little help. I mean, you know.
Yes, with a little help.
Just going online is doom scrolling, isn't it? It's just, it's being reported now before shutting down the Voice of America. Trump had long held a grudge against it. That makes perfect sense because the purpose of Voice of America was to counter Russian propaganda. Just one more case of doing Putin's bidding. I had to Google because I thought, no, even for him, too awful. Arlington Cemetery website scrubs links about black, Hispanic, and female veterans. It's part of an effort by the Trump administration to remove promotion of DEI. You're a wall. Universities. I mean, talk about that a little bit. You started with Louisiana public schools will only teach Gulfism of America, and all teaching materials must reflect this because it. You said Columbia University, U.S. Justice Department examining whether student protests at Columbia over Gaza violated federal terrorism laws. I mean,
It's just going to go on and on, and what they want, they're investigating 50 universities for their use of DEI, and because they've contorted civil rights legislation to mean that that you can't do anything that might hinder a white person, as if that's an actual problem. As if that's an actual thing.
Yeah.
And then what the deal they wanted to make with Columbia was for the administration to take over an academic department for 5 years into a receivership. And it's insane that they want to take over a part of a university. That's what they want to do. They want to control everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've said that they don't want to turn us into Hungary. Hungary at least has some competent people running things. Yeah. They want to turn us into North Korea. That's what I think the goal is, to have a stupid and paranoid population that they can easily control.
It may be labeled screaming goats. Okay, so we... Because we end this every time, because you said during the break, you're like, they're going to come for me. They're going to come for the university professors. And we always joke about it. It's going to end like Wicked, where you're going to, you could maybe still come on the show, but you'll have to pretend to be a goat. So that's what.
Oh, that's no problem at all. I will be whatever animal you would like me to be.
So. Well, then.
Don't you think, Rude?
Yeah. If you need me a goat, a German shepherd.
Oh, my God.
I read that book. Which one was that? It was in my mom's, you know, bedside table. What's the one with the, you know, who am I thinking of? The dirty book where she met the German Shepherd?
Lady Chatterley's Lover?
No. What was it? What am I thinking of where she had sex with a German Shepherd? Come on.
I don't know. Fanny Hill?
No,
I don't know.
I'll figure it out. It was one of those dirty books in the 70s.
Oh, dirty 70s books. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Oh, was it one of those airport paperbacks that they used to have, the big rack of paperbacks that were just filthy things?
Oh, the Happy Hooker. Xavier Hollander, the Happy Hooker. That's what it was.
The Happy Hooker?
Wasn't it? I think so. They've turned this into a nation of screaming goats. This week's interview with Reed Pundit.
Bruno.
It's not inaccurate.
Oh, at least you'll still be popular. There's another Wicked reference. I love you. Goodbye.
Yeah, but that's overshadowed now by the happy hooker having sex with a German shepherd.
That stuck in the brain. I was like, what is my mother, Republican mother, reading?
Oh, God.
All right. Love you. Bye, Rude. He's gone already. Oh, bye-bye. Yeah. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo. It's the state of the world, right? We have turned into a nation of screaming goats. Every time you pick up your phone, you're like, nah, wah. But if you know what, how you can feel happy? I'm not going to make a happy hooker joke.
Yeah, have sex with a German shepherd.
No! Switch your phone to Credo Mobile. So at least when you pick up your phone to doom scroll,
okay. You
will know that you are with the nation's only progressive phone company who are donating a buku bucks to progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever now. We cannot give up the fight against evil. Over $95 million, and yeah. You get to vote on which nonprofits get your help, and you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, bring your current number. Switching is so easy, and get this, Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm glad you're passionate. I just hope you're not riling people up with your show.
Well, did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing, and it's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. So let me ask you, when was the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer is never, and that's exactly what scammers are counting on. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their million-dollar triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if a fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access your personal title expert. That's a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, use the promo code Stephanie250, or click on the link in the description. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Stephanie250 to get the protection and peace of mind that you deserve. Oh, hey there, it's Stephanie Miller. If you're like me and you love sharp political insight, bold opinions, and a touch of humor to make sense of these crazy times, have I got some fantastic news for you. The Political Voices Network is now on Substack. This is your new go-to for the best in independent media. We're talking about my show streaming daily with episodes on demand, the fearless of journalism of Brian Karam, the brilliant side-splitting satire of John Fugelsang, the unrelenting working class advocacy of Rick Smith, and so much more. Here's the best part. Subscribing is so easy. You can join for free. Support these incredible independent voices by signing up for a full subscription. You'll get access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes insights, and a chance to directly fuel fearless, unfiltered media. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Every subscription helps, especially yours. One more time, that is PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Sign up now. Do it.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Judge Brad Schimel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down.
We have to shut this down.
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to pre-recorded content. Stephanie Miller.
You'll never hear the sound like
Stephanie Miller.
You're bound to lose control.
Steffi.
Start to jam.
Yep. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. And now they come for the puppies. Doge reportedly cuts off requests for dog food, vet visits for bomb-sniffing dogs at TSA. What were we saying last week that, Ice Barbie, what's her name, Christy Noem, keeps wearing the bulletproof ice vest to go for, like, you know, TV stunt.
Before she goes shoots.
Yeah, shoot, and we were like, her puppy was the one that needed the bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's funny.
Greg Sargent reports Trump's State Department quietly terminated a contract that was in the process of transferring evidence of Russian abductions of Ukrainian kids to European law enforcement. Two sources familiar with the situation tell me. Ruth Ben-Ghiat said Rubio and State now apparently becoming part of a cover-up operation of Russian kidnappings of Ukrainian kids. Putin echoing Nazi kidnappings of Polish kids. Oh, my God. Thank you. Tim Walz said Democrats need to flood the zone and show up where Republicans aren't. Folks in Des Moines can't get a meeting with their congressman, so I'm here to lend them a megaphone and make sure Washington hears how Trump agenda is hurting everyone from farmers to teachers to veterans. Yes, please, and more, please, of this.
Yep.
Richard in Riverside. Hey, Richard. Hello, Richard.
Richard going once.
Richard's not there, man.
No, yes, he is. Oh, go ahead.
Facebook page. The response from other people was lacking. It's about DEI. The most decorated infantry regiment, the 442nd. Most of them were of Japanese descent. And they had received over 4,000 Purple Hearts during World War II, 4,000 Bronze Stars. They were awarded 7 presidential unit citations. 5 earning in just 1 month. 21 of these brave soldiers ended up being Congressional Medal of Honor winners.
Yep.
One of them was United States Senator.
Yep. They are trying to scrub.
But Donald Trump decided that we had to scrub this history from the official U.S. Army website.
Exactly. I mean, they're trying to scrub all of history. This whole ignoring Biden's pardon, he is going to try to rewrite the history of January 6th.
You know who's pissed off about this?
Huh.
Malcolm Nance. Texting with him right now. You know how many angry face emojis I am seeing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk to him about this on Wednesday.
Martin tweets, if you're going after Habitat for Humanity, you are the bad guy. This one, Mike, Tesla has halted the delivery of all Cybertrucks due to a production issue where the trims are flying off the trucks. Exploding rocket guy, the word in charge of the FAA. Just, you know, FYI, you're keeping track. Okay, Tim Snyder.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue on location from Richland Center, Wisconsin. We'll have the general manager of WRCO, WRCE, Phil Nee, and host of Those Were the Days, and look at our brackets. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. British Airways has canceled all short-haul flights scheduled to fly into or out of Heathrow Airport today in London. There is a power outage throughout the whole airport because of a big fire at an electrical substation a block away. At least 1,300 flights have been affected. Israel's defense minister says he has ordered ground forces to advance deeper into the Gaza Strip, vowing to hold more land until Hamas releases the remaining hostages it still holds. A federal judge ordering the Trump administration to answer questions today about the deportation of those hundreds of Venezuelan migrants.
U.S. District Judge James Boasberg, in a sharply worded order, calling the Department of Justice's explanations of this incident woefully insufficient. And he slammed the DOJ's apparent attempt to stonewall the court. The White House claims the judge's written order holds more weight than the verbal order he issued from the bench earlier.
ABC's Terry Moran. The administration argues the president has the legal authority to carry out the deportations. This is ABC News.